welcome to An Easy Way to Lithuanian. We hope you will have fun and will learn a lot. How much, of course, depends on you. So without any further ado, let us begin. Lesson number one. Hello. Before you start, please read the introduction to the book. Some people like to read through the course material before each lesson, before they listen to the tape. Others prefer to listen to the phrases first and then do their reading. Either way is acceptable, as long as you keep it up on a regular basis. Your very first Lithuanian lesson will consist of some useful phrases needed when meeting people. You might know a few already.
Labą dieną, Onute.
Hello, Onute.
Sveikas, Petrai.
Hello, Petras.
Onute, susipažink su mano draugu Jurgiu.
Onute, meet my friend, Jurgis.
Malonu, Jurgi.
Pleased to meet you, Jurgis.
Tai mano draugė, Daiva.
This is my friend, Daiva.
Labą dieną, Daiva.
Hello, Daiva.
Malonu susipažinti.
It's nice to meet you.
Kaip tau einasi?
How are you?
Ačiū, gerai.
Thank you, fine.
O tau?
And you?
Ačiū, gerai.
Thank you, I'm all right. So far, you have learned how to say hello and how to make basic introductions. The words for hello are sveikas, masculine, or sveika, feminine, and laba diena. The actual translation of laba diena is good day, and while it is more formal, the two greetings are interchangeable. Other greetings are labas rytas, for good morning, and labas vakaras, for good evening. A friend in Lithuanian can be either draugas, masculine, or draugė, feminine. The pronouns jis and šis are used to replace masculine nouns, ji and ši for feminine nouns. Therefore, you would say jis or šis yra mano draugas, or ji or ši yra mano draugė. In directly addressing a person or thing, the noun is used in the vocative case. Petras, nominative. Petrai, vocative. Jurgis, Jurgi. Tėvas, father, tėve. Incidentally, isn't the word susipažink, or worse, susipažinkite, practically impossible to pronounce? We didn't do it on purpose, but this is the worst word in the course. If you can say this one, the rest should be easy. This is the second conversation of this lesson. As before, please repeat each Lithuanian phrase in the space provided on the tape.
Labas rytas, ponia Kalvaitė.
Good morning, Mr. Kalvaitis.
Kaip jums sekasi?
How are you?
Man sekasi gerai, ačiū.
I am fine, thank you.
Tai mano žmona, Aldona Kalvaitienė.
This is my wife, Aldona Kalvaitienė.
Susipažinkite.
Pleased to meet you. Please be acquainted.
Malonu, ponia Kalvaitienė.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Kalvaitienė.
Koks jūsų vardas, prašau?
What is your name, please?
Mano vardas ir pavardė Jonas Balčiūnas.
My name is Jonas Balčiūnas.
O koks tavo vardas?
And what is your name?
Aš esu Marytė Balčiūnaitė.
I am Marytė Balčiūnaitė.
Marytė, kaip tau einasi?
Marytė, how are you?
Labai gerai. Ačiū.
Very well. Thank you.
Malonu.
That's nice. This is the third conversation of this lesson.
Sveikas, drauge.
Hello, friend.
Kas naujo?
What's new?
Na, nieko ypatingo.
So-so, nothing much.
O tau?
And with you?
Pas mane taip pat, nieko ypatingo.
Me too, nothing much.
Atleisk, prašau, bet aš skubu.
Excuse me, please, but I'm in a hurry.
Aš tau paskambinsiu.
I will call you.
Ačiū, bus malonu.
Thank you, that will be nice.
Nėra už ką.
Don't mention it.
Iki pasimatymo.
I'll see you.
Mums taip pat reikia eiti.
We must go too.
Sudieu.
Goodbye.
So.
Bye. Vladas Kalvaitis, Ponas Kalvaitis. The introduction used the words Ponas, Mr., and Ponia, Mrs. Miss is Panelė. Ponia Kalvaitienė, Mrs. Kalvaitis is Mr. Kalvaitis's žmona, wife. The word for husband is vyras. Did you notice that both kaip tau einasi and kaip tau sekasi are translated as how are you? Like sveikas and laba diena, these are used interchangeably. As you have learned, in Lithuanian, there are two ways of addressing a person, tu and jūs, which is the pronoun you in its singular and plural forms. When talking to good friends or children, use the singular form. In English, it corresponds to the now extinct thee or thou. Therefore, when talking to Marita, say, Koks tavo vardas? What is your name? And, kaip tau einasi? How are you? When talking to Mr. Kalvaitis, to someone you do not know well, or to whom you wish to show respect, say, Koks jūsų vardas? Or, kaip jums sekasi? Watch for these differences throughout the lessons. Malonu or puiku. That's nice. Gerai, that's good. And blogai, that's bad or that's too bad. Bus malonu, that'll be nice. Bus is the future tense of būti, to be. Third person singular or plural. The past tense is buvo. Therefore, yra malonu, present tense, buvo malonu, past tense, bus malonu, future tense. Now it is time to say goodbye. You've learned sudiev, goodbye, and iki pasimatymo, I'll see you. You can also say labanakt, good night. Quite often Lithuanians say likite sveiki, which means stay in good health. Su is short for sudiev, goodbye, on the level of bye-bye, that is used by children or when talking to children. Did you notice that the word sveikas, sveiki gyvi, has been used both as a greeting, meaning, I hope you are alive and well, and upon leaving, likite sveiki, meaning, I wish you may remain in good health. You learned thus one word and you're doing fine for informal occasions. Otherwise, say something longer and more difficult. Now you have come to the end of the first group of dialogues. Listen to them again, preferably following along in your book, and then go on in the exercises. Listen, understand, and speak. This part of the lesson is designed to help you strengthen your knowledge of what you have learned. You will need your book and the cassette to do the exercises. Read the directions before playing the tape. All answers are either on tape or at the back of the book. Exercise number one. You have just met someone. Choose the most appropriate answers from the box below and write them in the spaces provided. Then listen to the tape. A. Koks jūsų vardas ir pavardė?
Aš esu Jonas Balčiūnas.
B. Kaip jums sekasi?
Ačiū, gerai.
C. Kaip tau einasi?
Labai gerai.
D. Kas naujo?
Nieko ypatingo.
Exercise number two. We have recorded four couples greeting each other. What time of day is it? Listen to one couple at a time. Stop the tape and check the correct box in the grid below.
Labas vakaras.
Labas vakaras.
Labas rytas.
Labas rytas.
Labanaktis.
Labanaktis.
Laba diena.
Laba diena.
The answers are A. Evening, B. Morning, C. Night, D. Daytime. Exercise number 3. You are talking to several people. For each sentence, choose whether you are talking to a friend or an acquaintance and circle either D, draugas, friend, or P, pažįstamas, acquaintance.
Kaip jums sekasi? Koks tavo vardas? Pavardė. Aš tau paskambinsiu. Aš jums paskambinsiu.
The answers are A. P. Pažįstamas. C. D. Draugas. C. D. Draugas. D. P. Pažįstamas. The exercises for this section are on the cassette. They will give you practice speaking as though you were taking part in an actual conversation. On the cassette, someone will give you the Lithuanian part of the conversation. A space will be provided for you to reply, after which the answer will be given. If you need to, repeat this section several times until you are able to answer correctly. In this exercise, you will be talking to Mr. Kalvaitis. New word. Atleisk or atleiskite. Forgive me. Excuse me. Exercise number 4.
Laba diena.
Your answer. Alo. Laba diena. Sveiki.
Koks jūsų vardas? Pavardė.
Your answer. Aš esu Jonas Balčiūnas. Or give your own name.
Prašau, susipažinkite su mano žmona Aldona Kalvaitiene.
Your answer. Malonu susipažinti.
Ir kaip jums sekasi?
Your answer. Ačiū. Gerai.
Atleiskite, bet man reikia eiti.
Your answer. Iki pasimatymo or sudieu. In Lithuanian only. This part is a review of what you have learned. The following text is given in Lithuanian only. Do you understand everything that is being said? If not, play the lesson through once more before going on to the next one. The more you listen and repeat, the more familiar you will become with the language. Conversation number 1.
Labą dieną, Onute.
Sveikas, Petrai.
Onute, susipažink su mano draugu Jurgiu.
Malonu, Jurgi. Tai mano draugė Daiva.
Labą dieną, Daiva. Malonu susipažinti. Kaip tau einasi?
Ačiū, gerai. O tau?
Ačiū, gerai.
Conversation number 2.
Labas rytas, ponia Kalvaitė. Kaip jums sekasi?
Man gerai sekasi. Ačiū. Tai mano žmona, Aldona Kalvaitienė. Prašau, susipažinkite.
Malonu, ponia Kalvaitienė.
Koks jūsų vardas, prašau?
Mano vardas ir pavardė Jonas Balčiūnas.
O koks tavo vardas? O kaip tu vadiniesi?
Aš esu Marytė Balčiūnaitė.
Marytė, kaip tau sekasi?
Labai gerai. Ačiū.
Malonu.
Conversation number 3.
Sveikas, drauge. Kas naujo?
Na, nieko ypatingo. O tau?
Pas mane taip pat nieko ypatingo.
Atleisk, prašau, bet aš skubu. Aš tau paskambinsiu.
Ačiū, bus malonu.
Nėra už ką. Iki pasimatymo.
Mums taip pat reikia eiti. Sudiev.
Su.
This is the end of lesson number 1. Please go on to lesson number 2. This is the first conversation and its explanation for this lesson. Do not forget to repeat each phrase out loud in the space provided on the tape.
Labą dieną, Petrai.
Hello, Petras.
Prašau, eik į vidų.
Please come in.
Nusivilk paltą.
Take off your coat.
Sveika, Onute.
Hello, Onute.
Kaip tau einasi?
How are you doing?
Ačiū, gerai.
Thank you, fine.
O tau?
And you?
Man taip pat gerai einasi. Ačiū.
I'm fine too. Thank you.
Petrai, tai mano sesuo Danutė.
Petras, this is my sister Danutė.
Malonu.
Pleased to meet you.
O tas yra mano brolis.
And that is my brother.
Jo vardas Jonas.
His name is Jonas.
Sveikas, Jonai.
Hello, Jonas.
Aš jį pažįstu.
I know him.
Mes einam drauge mokyklon.
We go to school together. Two pronouns, šis and ši, tai, this, which you learned in the previous lesson, are used to point out a person or an object that is within reach or is the closer of two. Tas and ta, that, are used with things or people that are at a distance or far away. During the dialogue, introductions were made to brolis, brother, and sesuo, sister. Other family members are tėvai, parents, motina, mother, tėvas, father, senelė, grandmother, and senelis, grandfather. Some others are vaikas, child, sūnus, son, duktė, daughter, berniukas, boy, mergaitė, girl, krikšto motina, godmother, krikšto tėvas, godfather, vaikaitis, grandchild, dėdė, uncle, teta, aunt, pusbrolis and pusseserė, a male and female cousin respectively. Šeima is family. In Lithuanian, there are three genders, the masculine, the feminine, and the neuter. Masculine nouns in the nominative singular case end in us, is, is, us, uo. Kaimas, village. Brolis, brother. Vagis, thief. Arklys, horse. Sūnus, son. Vanduo, water. A few end in a and e. Alexa, a surname. Dede, uncle. Feminine nouns in the nominative singular case end in a, i, e, is. Ranka, hand. Pati, wife. Upė, river. Antis, duck. Neuter nouns, there are very few of them, in the nominative singular case end in a, elgeta, beggar. This is the second conversation of this lesson.
Labas vakaras, ponia Kalniau.
Good evening, Mr. Kalnius.
Labas vakaras, onute.
Good evening, onute.
Malonu jus sutikti.
How nice to meet you.
Prašau, eikite vidun.
Please, come in.
Ar jūs pažįstate mano seserį Danutę?
Do you know my sister Danutę?
Džiaugiuosi, Danutę.
Pleased to meet you, Danutė.
Tai yra jos vaikai.
These are her children.
Kiek jūs turite vaikų?
How many children do you have?
Aš turiu tris vaikus. Vieną dukterį ir du sūnus.
I have three children. One daughter and two sons.
Aš neturiu vaikų.
I don't have any children.
Jūs turite gražią šeimą.
You have a nice family.
Algi, tai ponas Kalnius.
Algis, this is Mr. Kalnius.
Kiek tau metų, Algi?
How old are you, Algis?
Man 7 metai.
I am 7 years old. The following is the third and last conversation and explanation of this lesson.
Labas rytas, Algi.
Good morning, Algis.
Labas rytas, ponia Kalniuviene.
Good morning, Mrs. Kalniuviene.
Ar tavo tėvai namie?
Are your parents at home?
Ne, jų nėra namie.
No, they are not at home.
Kur yra tavo tėvai?
Where are your parents?
Motina dirba.
Mother is at work.
O kur yra tavo tėvas?
And where is your father?
Jis išėjo į krautuvę.
He went to the store.
Ar jis greit bus namie?
Will he be back soon?
Taip. Ar jūs norite jo palaukti?
Yes. Do you want to wait for him?
Tai eikime vidun.
Then let's go inside.
Štai jis pareina.
Here he comes.
Ne, tai mano senelis.
No, that is my grandfather.
Čia aš esu, seneli.
Here I am, grandfather. Primary numbers are a part of any basic vocabulary. The cardinal numbers are vienas, one, du, two, trys, three, keturi, four, penki, five, šeši, six, septyni, seven, aštuoni, eight, devyni, nine, and dešimt, ten. You will pick up more in the following lessons. The possessive pronouns mano, tavo, savo, my, his, hers, its, and the reflexive pronoun savas, of oneself, are used only in the genitive case. All other adjectives, pronouns, and numerals must agree with the gender and case of the noun. We will talk more about this later. In Lithuanian, the endings of words change according to their use within the sentence. In this lesson's grammar section, there is a listing of the seven cases which we will be using. Also, examples of all declensions are given in the supplement of this book. We strongly suggest that you learn them. It will be of great help throughout the course if you understand how the language inflections work. A necessity in any language is the question. It is easy to form a question in Lithuanian. You simply take a statement and use the proper particle in front of it. the most basic question, because it demands a simple yes or no answer, is formed with, ar jūs pažįstate mano seserį? Do you know my sister? Ar jūs norite palaukti Daivos? Do you want to wait for Daiva? The next set of questions, the K questions, correspond to the W questions in English. They are introduced by a question word beginning with K, and they demand a more complex answer. Kas tas? Tai. What's that? Kur yra tavo tėvas? Where is your father? Koks tavo vardas? Kaip vadiniesi? What is your name? Ką tu veiki? What are you doing? You have finished the second group of dialogues. Please listen to them once more before going to exercises. Listen, understand, and speak. Once again, we have come to the section in which you will have a chance to listen, understand, and practice what you have learned. Read the instructions for each exercise before you listen to the tape. Exercise number one. A guest has arrived and introductions must be made. In the book, write in English, who is being introduced? A.
Pone Kalniau, prašau susipažinkite. Čia mano motina Balčiūnienė.
B.
Tai mano senelis Balčiūnas.
C.
Ši yra mano pusseserė Ieva.
D.
Šis yra mano brolis Martinas.
The answers are A. Mother, B. Grandfather, C. Cousin, D. Brother. Exercise number two. On the tape, you will be given statements containing numbers. Please write how many and what each speaker has. Notice the difference between the masculine and feminine forms. A.
Aš turiu šešis sūnus.
B.
Aš turiu penkias dukteris.
C.
Aš turiu tris pusbrolius.
D.
Aš turiu dvi seneles.
The answers are A. I have six sons. B. I have five daughters. C. I have three cousins, male. D. I have two grandmothers. Exercise number three. Mr. Kalnius is asking Algis some questions. Listen to the questions and answers, and then put the following in the correct sequence by numbering them 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mr. Kalnius is asking A. 1.
Koks yra tavo vardas?
Aš esu Algis.
2.
Kur yra tavo tėvai?
Mano tėvai yra darbe.
3.
Kiek tau metų?
Man yra 7 metai.
4.
Kaip tau einasi?
Ačiū, man gerai einasi.
The answers. 1 is D, 2 is B, 3 is A, 4 is C. Exercise number 4. Listen to the descriptions of the situations set up for you. Answer as prompted and then wait to hear whether you are correct. A. Someone is at the door. You want him or her to come in. You say, Labą dieną, prašau įeik vidun, or prašau įeikite vidun. B. You want to introduce your husband. You say, Tai yra mano vyras. C. You want to know where your friend's children are. You say, Kur yra tavo vaikai? D. You are being introduced, but you already know the person. You say, Aš jį pažįstu. Exercise number 5. This time you will be asking the questions. Say them in Lithuanian and then listen to the answers. If you need help with the use of personal pronouns, see the grammar sections and the supplement. A. How are you? Informal. Kaip tau sekasi? B. Do you, formal, want to wait? Ar jūs norite palaukti? C. How old are you? Informal. Kiek tau metų? D. Where are your children? Formal. Kur yra jūsų vaikai? Exercise number 6. Write Lithuanian translations for the following sentences, then listen to the tape. Repeat each sentence out loud in the pause provided. A. This is my sister. Tai yra mano sesuo. B. That is my brother Jonas. Tai yra mano brolis Jonas. C. This is Mr. Kalnius. Tai yra ponas Kalnius. D. That is my friend, girl. Tai mano draugė. Lithuanian only. As before, listen to the conversations. See whether you understand everything that is being said. If not, please repeat the lesson before going on to the next one. Conversation number 1.
Labą dieną, Petrai. Prašau, eik į vidų. Nusivilk paltą.
Sveika, Onute. Kaip tau einasi?
Ačiū, gerai. O tau?
Man taip pat gerai einasi. Ačiū.
Petrai, tai mano sesuo Danutė.
Malonu.
O tas yra mano brolis. Jo vardas Jonas.
Aš jį pažįstu. Mes einame drauge mokyklon.
Conversation number 2.
Labas vakaras, ponia Kalniau.
Labas vakaras, Onute.
Malonu jūs sutikti. Prašau, įeikite vidun. Ar jūs pažįstate mano seserį Danutę?
Džiaugiuosi, Danute.
Tai yra jos vaikai.
Kiek jūs turite vaikų?
Aš turiu 3 vaikus. Vieną dukterį ir 2 sūnus.
Aš neturiu vaikų. Jūs turite gražią šeimą.
Algi, tai ponas Kalnius.
Kiek tau metų, Algi?
Man 7 metai.
Conversation number 3.
Labas rytas, Algi.
Labas rytas, ponia Kalniuvienė.
Ar tavo tėvai namie?
Ne, jų nėra namie.
Kur yra tavo tėvai?
Motina dirba.
O kur yra tavo tėvas?
Jis išėjo į krautuvę.
Ar jis greit bus namie?
Taip. Ar jūs norite jo palaukti? Tai eikime vidun. Štai jis pareina. Ne, tai mano senelis. Čia aš esu senelė.
This is the end of lesson 2 and side 1 of this cassette.